Gives me great pleasure to welcome one of our finest guitarists. This guy has talent. And I remember back here at 7BU when I was here back last century in the early 90s, I remember spinning a song that he did with Chris Bailey. And Little Egypt was the cover of the old Elvis Presley song. He joins me right now, Nathan Cavalieri. Good morning to you, Nathan.
Good morning, mate. Now, that's an absolute blast when you say that.
It seems so long ago, and yet sometimes it only seems like yesterday. That was a great start to your career, mate.
Yeah, it was. And you know what's funny is that we didn't really realise, and I don't think anybody at the record company picked up on it as well, is that here I am at 9, 10 years old, doing a version of Little Egypt with Chris Bailey from the Saints, and nobody picked up on the fact that, you know, it's an Elvis Presley song that was about an exotic dancer.
That's it. I was about to mention about the exotic dancer thing, but no one picked up on it at the time. Amazing.
No one picked up on it. Yeah, that's great.
But that was a nice start to your career. Now, we all know that you've got musical talents there as a guitarist, and I always thought this was a fantastic comment from one of the big artists of world music, Mark Knopfler. Blown away with your playing.
Yeah, I mean, that experience happened thanks to the Starlight Foundation when I was battling leukemia. And, you know, I when I reflect on that experience, having gone through sort of different types of health challenges later in life, I recognise that as a really important part of the healing process. Mm. You know, having that wish was kind of like a bit of a beacon for me to push through whatever it was that I was experiencing during those tough times to get to the other side and meet my idol. You know, things were never the same after that. We came back to Australia, and it was another world. It was another life.
And more importantly, how's the health these days, Nathan? Good?
Oh, great, great. Yeah, I mean, you know, I went through some sort of mental health challenges over the last sort of 4 to 5 years, but you know, they were years that really taught me a lot about myself, and they did corrupt many areas of my life. Yeah, as I said, out of self-preservation, I kind of needed to just dive in and work out what was causing it all, and I found many answers, and ultimately it's been one of the biggest sources of growth for me.
It would have been a huge shock diagnosed with leukemia at such a tender age of just 6, but the good thing is that you're in good health now, which is fantastic.
And absolutely.
Anyone listening this morning that's had cancer or leukemia know exactly the road to recovery. So thankfully, you are in really good health these days and playing that guitar. And what a career. Another one of the songs we used to play back in the day at 7BU. I don't want to sort of make it like this is your life, Nathan, but it was a cover version. It was an old Chris Rea song, wasn't it? Working on it. Great cover version.
Oh, yeah, that was with Andrew Strong from The Commitments, the singer. From The Commitments, which is a killer soul band. I don't know if you remember them. That was also the first album that I released under Michael Jackson's label in the States. So it was a big year, 1994.
Back in, 2000, when Sydney hosted those Olympic Games, you performed on stage there with the guitar. I think it was the Sydney Paralympic Games, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was quite epic. That's the biggest crowd that I've been in front of. It was about 90,000+ people. And nothing can prepare you for what it feels like to play to a mass like that. It's I ended up taking some time away to just more dive into the other aspects of music that fascinated me, which is production and writing my parents. It was really smart. They kind of pumped the brakes and created some space for me to just reconnect with music and to even just decide whether that's something I was wanting to do as a career into my adult life, and hence where I took so much time to hone my skills in other areas, and now that's kind of where I'm at the moment. I've come out the other side, having experimented and dabbled in all sorts, and I explained it in the Australian Story, ABC's Australian Story, but it feels like back then, you know, I had something to play, but now I've also got things to say, you know, through my songs, and that's the type of show that I'm touring at the moment.
Now, the album, as we did point out, Demons, was released, I think, about August of last year, and it has been a year like no other, hasn't it, the last 12 months? I think lockdown has been the key word. But one thing about lockdown, it's giving you a chance to get to work and release this album. Tell us a little bit about Demons, Nathan.
Demons came about during a time where I thought I would never be performing again. And, you know, when I was in that sort of dark place mentally, I ended up pulling away from so many things in my life. And one of them was music. And I talk about this in a positive way on during my performance, the performance that I'm doing at the moment. But, you know, taking that, making that decision, well, I mean, it wasn't a permanent decision, but it was a decision that I felt that I wouldn't be able to step back up on stage and tour again. It meant that I was reconnecting with music in a way that was had nothing to do with career or selling albums or anything like that. It was literally a means to be able to express myself. And that these are those songs that came about during that time. And that's why they also feel the most real. They had no other intentions except for just for self-expression. And until it got to a point where I had these songs and I thought, you know what, I don't want them sitting on a hard drive. I think I want to put these out and
bring them to life. Yeah, showcase your talent. And that's available right now. And you can pick it up at nathancavalieri.com. That's your website there. And you also touched on the fact is that you're touring around Australia, everywhere from South Australia. You'll also be in New South Wales, Victoria, and up to Queensland. But the good news is, Nathan, you'll be in our neck of the woods. Three Tassie shows late in April. You'll be in Launceston and Hobart, but you'll be at the Fourth Pub.
Up with the singer from the Audrey's, Tasha Coates, on those gigs as well. So I look forward to meeting her, and she has such incredible music as well, very complimentary to what I do as well. And but Tasmania in particular, a sound engineer mentor that I had. He's no longer with us anymore. He's a Tasmanian boy, and I've been trying to get down there for ages. So it feels good to. That we could actually make that work.
We will welcome you with open arms and head to Tasmania and enjoy those shows. And just head on to the Fourth Pub's Facebook page and there'll be a link there to get your tickets, and you won't be disappointed, that is for sure. Nathan Cavalieri, as he tours around Australia, but in particular here in Tasmania for those great shows. Nathan, and look, I really appreciate your time this morning and tell us all about it on 7B Breakfast. You go well.
Thank you. Take care, mate. Appreciate it.